This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're going to, this program is like getting a shot of energy, right? So stick your arm out. We've got the needle right here. Going to stick in your arm and you'll be A-OK. All right? Everybody like that prescription for success and love? Here we are on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn to express her love and obedience. Victoria Keelan.
I got to get good
obedience. Yeah, right. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we promise today will be better than yesterday. Jennifer, you missed a whole lot of fun. You would have loved being here.
I know. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed you as
well.
I came
back with no voice, but it's recovering a little bit.
Okay. Well, we got two women here with a little voice. How's your voice sound, Kara? Let's get a test. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think it sounds fine. What
it
do you
does
think?
Sound fine. I think it sounds fine as well. Well, let's see what we have here that's exciting. I think that we should find somebody to blame. Who can we blame for the Saudi oil attacks? Jennifer, let's get on top of that one. Who can we blame?
I think we are going to blame Iran. I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I think that's right. And that's because it looks like, at least according to the president, who said at the White House yesterday, there's a lot of evidence suggesting that it's Iran. We're still waiting for the definitive answer, but at this point, it looks like it was probably them. If you don't know what the attack was about over the weekend, a Saudi oil field, oil production area, was attacked by drone technology, essentially, that blew up a lot of their supply of oil. And that means oil prices are going up for everybody around the world, which causes a great deal of concern, although we have released some of our emergency stock of oil, so our oil prices shouldn't go. Yeah.
With the oil prices went up about 20 cents, they went down about 10 cents in the course of the day. Early in the day, they were up, or at least around here. I don't know where.
Well, that's because we're energy independent, which a lot of people.
So why are we buying oil from the Saudis at all? Why is
That's why we released our own oil, and we're actually in the oil selling business. So, really, quite frankly, it could be kind of a decent thing for us as far as our economy goes. I mean, it's not a great thing for the world, but it might be okay for us here in the country because we're able to sell our energy instead of just having to rely on someone else.
I don't think we should sell any of it. I think we just keep it in storage. Yes, who agrees with that?
In the reserve.
Why should we sell it? I wouldn't sell it to anybody. Let the rest of the world pay. Yeah, we're not alone in blame. We are to blame, as is the rest of the world. And we were talking about this yesterday a little bit, Jennifer. The fact that the Industrial Revolution took place because of coal and oil to power all the things that were being developed just sort of went hand in hand. And so when we look at it, there are people, I get upset when I think about the relationship that people like Cheney had with the Saudis and how we kind of sold our soul to Exxon and Mobil and that bunch, because that's what the world has become, so fixated on big and powerful and strong and money. And, you know, in some circles that's A-OK, but in general, there are those who would blame this onto our dependence on oil. Okay, so maybe we need to do, not maybe, we absolutely do need to do a better job with alternative sources to continue to fuel our lifestyle. And now, having said that, does blame do anything? Doesn't fix the problem. How do we fix? That's maybe the best question here, is how do we fix the problem that creates the desire in the hearts and minds of a couple of these characters in Iran? The people of Iran don't want anything to do with this, but the leaders, a couple of leaders seem to want to do this, and so what do we do?
The people that claimed the responsibility for the attack were some Houthi rebels from Yemen, but the intelligence that we have suggests that they were actually put up to it by Iran, because Iran is tired of these sanctions. They're tired of feeling like they're the ones that are being picked on by the United States and the West. And so there's a lot of intelligence that suggests it's Iran. If that's the case, the question is, how does Saudi Arabia respond, and how does the U.S. respond? The Saudi prince is actually under a lot more pressure than even our country at this point, because, number one, they were the victims of the attack. Number two, they're seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East. So about the Saudis.
I don't care. They feel like they're the victims of the attack. Hello, September 2001,
they just
we feel
had their
like
oil
the Saudis.
Well, of course. So the question is, what is the prince going to do? Is he going to be passive, and will that set a particular tone in the Middle East, or is he going to be aggressive, and will that up the tensions and the conflict that's already there in the Middle East? So
maybe he
that's why I think there's
the
a lot of
fade as Jumani or whatever his name was.
Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah, him too.
There's a lot of interest into what he's going to do. The United States said that we're locked and loaded as far as whether that's military or sanctions to try to figure out what to do next with Iran. There's supposed to be a meeting. I don't think anybody has an appetite for a war. I don't think Trump has an appetite for a war over there. He's definitely more of an isolationist than someone who wants conflict. So there was supposed to be a meeting at the UN next week. Don't know if that's going to happen now. I think it would have happened a couple of days ago. I don't know that it will happen now.
Well, the Russians are supposed to be meeting with the Iranians, right? Isn't that part of it?
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Or are they meeting with the Taliban? I don't know who's. But they said, didn't they say yesterday that, I know they did, I'm not going to ask the question. I know they said that the Taliban ought to be meeting with the United States, but they didn't say that about the Iranians. You know, opportunity here, knocks again. And so it's all these various interests. I suppose if you are a student of all of this, it's very interesting to see if you're a student of psychology, or you're a student of international politics, or you're a student of these individual people, to see how they all react together. Imagine putting them all in a room, a padded room, and locking the door. Put Putin and Qing Pao Wing, or whatever his name is, from China, and the Ayatollah. Let's see, who else can we put in the room? The padded room.
Fatty's got to be in that room.
Yeah, a little fatty. Put him in there, too.
They all can either decide to eat him first, or he'll eat all of them first.
Right. That's the thing. That's what we need, Victoria. Put little fatty in the room. Hopefully he evidently has really bad B.O. Did you hear that about really bad breath and bad B.O.?
Where did you get that from?
I saw it. You know me. I get all of these weird things.
Some clickbait.
Yeah, I saw it in one of those tabloids, because, you know, all those reporters have been over to North Korea, right?
Okay, so
tell the story.
Who else wants
close
to take a
to
shot?
Smell him.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anybody else want to take a shot at me while you're at it? Go ahead. I can take it. Megan used to say when she was a child, you can dish it, Daddy, but you can't take it out. And
that's right.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yes, thank you. But it's the other way around. Care. I can take it, but I can't dish it out. She turned it around.
I don't know. I feel like every time anybody insults you, you get a little upset about it.
And why would anybody want to insult me? I think I'm above that, all that stuff. I don't think
anybody wanted to insult you. I just wanted to know where you found out that Kim Jong-un smells. That's all.
Well,
consider me more a fact checker.
Yes.
A checker of sources.
Yes. I got that. Yes. The guys who were caught on camera leaning close to the geyser, the Old Faithful, did you see that? They were snapping cell phone pictures, doing selfies, and they almost fell in to Old Faithful. You didn't see this story?
But there are so many of these stories. Usually it ends in death.
Right. Well, this was labeled, dubbed thermal trespassing by the government. They got burned because the water in Old Faithful is like 280 degrees or something. I mean, it's really hot. And plus the fact, with all of the talk about the park rangers everywhere, where were they when these guys, they caught them after the fact because these dummies posted the pictures everywhere. There was somebody who was a witness to it. She was standing there with her family, waiting to sightsee. They want to look. It's not a steady stream. It blows up. Have you ever been the stream? Have you ever seen Old Faithful?
No.
Okay. I have. Yep.
Yeah. All cool. right. So you know what I'm talking about, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It kind of spouts. It goes up and it comes down. It goes up.
Yeah,
and
it's like a blowhole. Like,
yeah. It's like going to, what's the name of the big hotel in Las Vegas that has the what you call it, the
like
spray
mountains.
In front of it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's
the
one that was in the Bellagio in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So anyway,
A little grander.
Right. But it's the same idea.
And it doesn't dance to Pavarotti.
No. No, you won't find that in Yellowstone.
No.
Anyway, I looked at this. The rules are clear. They're posted every place. And these guys, I don't care about the rules. And actually, this is not the first time somebody's tried to pull off this stunt. There was somebody who was arrested after park rangers, the visitors recorded him getting close to the geyser in September of last year. And the video went viral like this one did.
Anyone who lives to get arrested is lucky because they're just standing there looking into it. If that had gone off, they
stuck their head into the geyser hole.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand the people who go all the way out there to be tourists at Yellowstone and don't understand. I mean, it's not just about rules. Like, it's not just some dumb rule to stop people going off the boardwalk. It's a safety hazard.
Yeah,
people
but you see,
so
some
dumb.
People, there are dumb rules. We'll all admit to that. But then there are some
are
that actually
people.
Do make sense.
Right.
And this is one of those. Anyway,
I would imagine the water's pretty hot when it comes out of there, too.
Yeah, it's 280 degrees. So.
That's perfect. I say if anybody's dumb enough to do it, let them.
Yeah.
It's called survival of the fittest.
Yeah, there's I remember, was it last week or the week before when the bison chased some guy around one of the parks? Because, had a calf.
A month or so ago?
Yeah. See, this is a
the little girl, I think it was a little boy or a little girl. Child got, like, thrown way up in the air. Luckily, it was okay. But, yeah, the bison people are getting way too close to wild bison.
Well,
it's
you know what
so
it is?
Dumb.
It is what it is, Victoria.
They're trying to get an Instagram picture.
Right.
Yeah, but they're also so removed from the farm. They don't understand animals. They don't understand how animals think. And whether it's I think I told you the story last month of a guy who had been a farmer and he got too close to a bull and the bull took care of him. You have to have respect for these animals. You don't have to, but if you got any brains, you have respect for these animals. This is not your territory. This is their territory. And we've squeezed them out of enough of it as it is.
Yeah.
So they're going to get very defensive, and you're going to get, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have common sense, which seems to be in short supply these days. All right, let's get something going here that will help you out a lot. Those of you who have blood sugar issues, and almost one in three in this country have, and maybe if you don't have them, you probably know somebody who does have the problem. There's a new treatment. I met these people last Friday at the Whole Foods show in Baltimore. It was really interesting to see how the composition of Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, comes together. These 10 ingredients that have been proven to work. It's really a fabulous way for you to get your life back to normal, or anybody who's got any blood sugar issues back to normal. So, you know, because there are a lot of people that are pre-diabetic or diabetic, and this supports your glucose levels. All the studies back each ingredient, the energy that comes back to you when your body isn't fighting against the sugar effect, metabolism. I probably don't have to give you all that information. All you want to know is that this works. It's all natural. It's a fabulous way for you or anybody you know to curb the blood sugar issues that you have. So you get your life back to normal. Curalin is spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. That's what you do. You go to Curalin.net, use the DJB promo, get $20 off the first bottle you buy. Let's make everything better. Let's make your life happier and fuller. Curalin.net, promo code DJB.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
I could listen to this song every day.
Who's gonna
drive you home? Rick Ocasek's voice. He's passed away, as you know. And his family has issued a statement saying that he died very unexpectedly, but peacefully. He'd had unspecified surgery. I'm reading a post from his ex-wife, estranged wife, Paulina.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they were officially divorced. They were just separated.
No. They were separated for at least a year, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She writes, Rick was at home recuperating. Our two sons, Jonathan and Oliver, and I were making sure he was comfortable, ordering food, watching TV together. I found him still asleep when bringing him his Sunday morning coffee. I touched his cheek to rouse him. It was then I realized that during the night he had peacefully passed on. We appreciate the great outpouring of love. We, his family and friends, are completely and utterly devastated by his untimely and unexpected death, but appreciate privacy. So, the Ocasek's added that they are, as people who love other people, they're going to be in the same state of mind. His sons shared a charming illustration their father did before his death. He apparently was a prolific doodler. The drawing features an abstract figure as well as several phrases that have added poignancy in the wake of his death. Never forget that look. Keep on laughing. It is what it is. A few of the captions. The sons wrote, quote, his passing was sudden, unexpected, and beyond heartbreaking. We found this last doodle on his armchair. He couldn't have known what it would end up meaning to us. We love him so much. Many of his friends and collaborators and admirers expressing their reverence for his songwriting and his personal charm. Weezer, who worked with Ocasek on three of their records, wrote, quote, he taught all of us so much about music, recording, and songcraft, but more importantly, he taught us that one can be in a respected position of great power and be absolutely humble and have the biggest, sweetest heart in the industry. So what is it, though? I mean, it was the surgery, but what was the surgery?
I don't know.
He had hypertensive cardiovascular disease, a buildup of plaque in the arteries that caused hardening of the arteries, narrowing of the heart muscle.
So what's the surgery that goes with that?
Pulmonary
heart disease and
yeah. Smoker. Yeah, he had heart disease. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the surgery that goes with that?
Yeah, like
cleaning the plaque out, putting in a stent, something like that. I'll ask Ken, but that's more or less what that means. So if he had emphysema, he must have been a big smoker too. So that's the story, and that would explain his weight and all that stuff. I don't understand how people stay smoking, and especially when they need their voice to perform. That's also kind of bizarre. But too bad, because he was great. I thought the Cars were great, frankly. Next up, musically, Taylor Swift. Another, we have every other day, we got something going on with her. Now, the news is she's returning to The Voice. She'll be a mentor this time. Announcement that Swift will serve as the mega mentor on the season with Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. Their teams go to the knockout rounds. This is the second go-round for Swift as a mega mentor. So what does that mean? She goes to the show while they're doing it and talks to the performers?
Yeah, she helps all the teams instead of just helping one specific team. A lot of the celebs that come in are just advisors, but she advises everyone. She was good last time.
She helped Gwen's team, apparently, Jarius Rucker. Help out he was there too, helping the team. But I see. So the general thing is for everybody. Okay. Another item of interest for you, Taylor Swift fans, here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The commander-in-chief on the campaign trail last night at a rally in New Mexico, where he told a friendly audience that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh deserves an apology from the New York Times, which wrote a piece on Sunday raising a new but unsubstantiated sexual misconduct allegation against him.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats, they're calling for his impeachment? And the woman involved said she didn't know anything.
A second woman says she was sexually assaulted by New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown. Sports Illustrated reporting the woman, who's chosen to remain anonymous, says it happened after she met Brown at a charity event in 2017. It's day two of a UAW strike against General Motors, but talks will continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tuesday, September the 17th here. I get to remind everybody we're halfway through the month yesterday, Jennifer. Hoo-ha! Jennifer as in Horn, Victoria as in Keelan, Kara as in Shillin, and Doug as in Stefan on the DJV program. So, those of you who are wondering about Edward Snowden's new book, what there is, what's the dirt, what's the juicy stuff, Victoria has the whole story encapsulated into probably four sentences. Five sentences? Maybe six.
However many you want.
Okay, all right.
But you are correct. So today is the big day that Edward Snowden's memoir is released in more than 20 countries, according to his publisher, which is Metropolitan Books. Now, the big question is he a whistleblower or is he a traitor? And this memoir, he's a former, in case you're not really familiar, he's the former National Security Agency contractor whose leaks of classified documents sparked a debate about U.S. government surveillance. And so in this new memoir, he is going to, it's called Permanent Record, and he recounts his role in the government's accumulation of mass surveillance data and the quote-unquote crisis of conscience that led him to release all of these materials in 2013, which has been widely condemned by intelligence officials. A lot of people are against him.
Condemned by people who have things to hide. That's right. That's
a lot of a lot of people, but a lot of American citizens are also really not happy with him either. So I think you can probably poll just regular non-intelligent officials, U.S. you know, U.S. Americans, and just talk to them. And I think it's kind of divided, 50-50 maybe. Civil libertarians are defending him and have been since this all went down in 2013. He's been living in exile in Moscow. Again, a lot of suspicion as to why he's been allowed to live there. He's not working, that we know of. How is he paying rent? How is he living? What's his life like in Russia?
Hacking the election.
Yeah, none of us seem to really know, but we all have, have suspicions. So, of course, he still faces criminal charges and the possibility of prison if he ever returns to the United States. So, that's so out then, today. Permanent record.
Old. So who wants to read it? Jennifer, you want to read it? Daria?
No.
Kara? Don't want to read it.
There was a lot of interest in the movie that came out about him called
Snowden. Good movie.
Yeah. I don't know if he was really involved in that story, but I think he was. So this might be a continuation.
I don't want to support him. I think he played a role. I think whistleblowers always play a role. But I also think he was a hacker who released a lot of information that put a lot of American lives at risk. And so, well, I think he could have blown the whistle. I think he could have done it in a different way.
What's
and
the trade-off then? In not giving
the trade-off
out
is not to threaten
names.
People's lives. You can't do it. I'm sorry. That's that. For me, it's not even about politics at that point. That's just about what's right and what's wrong. And clearly, I think his right and wrong meter is tarnished. It's off.
Well, we still, and maybe that's the case, we still learned a lot that we didn't know about the comings and goings of our government that's become way too big, way too powerful, way too involved in things that it ought not to be involved in. I think most people agree with that. So where do you draw the line?
I just think there are a lot of ways to tell the story, and I think a lot of people are willing to believe that narrative because I think a lot of people distrust the government. So I think there would be opportunity for, of course, there's opportunity for him to tell the story without expressing the details that he did. Probably.
Well, maybe we're speculating. The point is, the book's out, and it's called what is it? Revelation? What's it called?
Permanent Record.
Permanent Record. Okay, got that. Look that up on Amazon. Next up here, Jennifer, the continuing saga of one Antonio Brown, who is, I think, a cur by almost any definition of it, but he's still playing. So what's your take on this?
I hope that he keeps playing because he's on my fantasy team. But boy, does the NFL have a problem. No, I joke about fantasy football. He really is on my team, but that's not the point. The point is that this guy's got a lot of trouble ahead of him. There was one allegation of sexual assault as of a few days ago from someone who was a trainer for Antonio Brown who said that he was acting inappropriately with her. She met with the NFL yesterday. Now another account comes out. This one is been published by Sports Illustrated yesterday afternoon. A second woman who is an artist, an unnamed artist, said that Antonio Brown exposed himself to her while she was working on a mural for him at his home in Pittsburgh in 2017. She said he was flirty, but she didn't pay him much attention because she was there on business, and she had already seen him with multiple girls in the short time that she was with him painting him. She was about 40% done with her painting on the second day. She's on her knees painting the bottom, and he walks up to me naked with a hand cloth covering his you know what and starts having a conversation with her. She just kept on painting and kept her cool. After that, it all ended abruptly. I guess he wouldn't even let her back in after she ignored him. There are other accounts now from his doctor that Antonio Brown passed gas in the face of the doctor as he was trying to examine him. Dr. Prisk, Victor Prisk is his name. He runs an orthopedics and wellness facility in Pennsylvania. No pun intended, blasted Brown in a Sports Illustrated interview over his bizarre behavior during their initial meeting back in August of 2018.
That's hardly jail time.
No, but I guess it's odd behavior if someone is passing gas and laughing about it the first time they meet you.
If you... I'm thinking about that picture. Everybody, a lot of people have seen this naked picture of Gwyneth Paltrow. And nude picture of her. Have you seen that? Oh, it's all over the place. Goop.
I feel like you've been. It's not her. That's some other model that she got a backlash for because a lot of people who follow Goop thought that the girl was too skinny.
I thought it was her.
But it's not Gwyneth. No, a lot of people thought that at first, but it's not.
Okay. Next up in the sports department, let's go back to that. Pittsburgh Steelers will have to navigate the rest of the season without their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. Is that right? I think that's how you pronounce his name, right? Missing
also
the remainder
my fantasy
of the year.
Team. But don't worry, yeah. I have Andrew Luck on my
bench. You got a problem with your team there, baby. The coach confirmed that he's got an elbow injury that requires surgery, just like my grandson. And so that's the end of that, although my grandson's not playing football. Tomlin said that Roethlisberger underwent an MRI. The quarterback scheduled a surgery later on in the week on injured reserve. He's 37. He got banged around the Seattle game in the second quarter, replaced by Mason Rudolph, who was a third-round draft pick in 2018. Is this going to be another Tom Brady? Remember, that's how Brady surfaced. The guy who was the quarterback, I don't remember his name, got injured in a game, and Brady went out there, and so the rest is history, as they say. Is this guy as good as Brady Roethlisberger? See, that he's
no.
a six-time
he's good,
Pro
though.
Bowl guy.
He's yeah. very good, but I think Tom Brady is really kind of the best, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
At least okay. one of the best.
All right, and then there's the high school in Arkansas under fire after cheerleaders this past weekend lifted a banner at a football game that read, "Make America Great Again, Trump the Leopards," which was the opposing team. The cheerleaders from the schools down in Arkansas displayed the banner with the word, "So what? What do people get themselves so wrinkled up about?" I mean, I understand some of the stuff that annoys me about Trump, but so they hold up a thing, "Make America Great Again, Trump." What's they're being accused of being racist? Huh? Why? I don't get that. I see the attention that's given to it by the news media, and I think you ought to go take a break, some of you people. It makes no sense to me. Anybody got? You see the? I'm sure Kara's found it by now.
I'd never heard the story before, so okay. I don't know. I don't know. It's one of those things where one person gives it attention, and then we read it, and then more people give it attention. Whereas, right. like, this isn't a mainstream thing that I've seen anywhere. So,
all right. So let's keep moving. Today is Constitution. Don't you like my nice segue into the next day? Today, Constitution Day. Celebrating the joining together of our nation under a single document. Today, we take part in Constitution Day, held annually on September the 17th, commemorating the Constitutional Convention. 1787 was the year. Delegates go to Philadelphia, sign the U.S. Constitution. Eventually, 200 years later, in 2004, Constitution Day became a reality. Senator Robert Byrd, who before being a senator, belonged to the KKK in West Virginia, passing an amendment. But he showed that people can change, right? How many people knew he belonged to the KKK? Do you know that, ladies?
Did not.
Don't
nope.
know anything
Robert
about him.
Robert Byrd. No. Yeah, Robert Byrd.
I mean, well, actually, Robert Byrd, I did know he was with the KKK, yes.
Right, yeah.
That was actually one of the reasons Joe Biden took some heat, because he was buddies with them in the Senate, and so people were giving him junk for that.
Okay. Anyway, Citizenship Day, also called Constitution Day. I would hope the public school system in our country will take the occasion of the day today, history especially, but related humanities courses, English. I think I've told you when I was teaching English in junior high school and high school that I would take occasions like this. My buddy Donald McCallion, who is the history teacher, he and I would work on projects together to get the students to know more about what the history of the day was and to write essays about it so we could craft their skills, their writing skills better. I don't know that that still is done. Did any of you do that sort of thing when you were in school? You have a coordinated sort of joint thing. We used to do that science department. It was something actually I started. The principal didn't want to know anything about it because he caused him to have to do some work. So I just said, I was the youngest teacher in the school, and I got, I had a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and so I get some of these characters. I actually taught with most of the teachers that were my teachers when I was in junior high school, and they got a kick out of me, but they did listen, and we did a lot of different things under the guise of broadening the students' horizon. Don't you think that's a good idea? Don't you think students need. Isn't that what school is about? To broaden? Do you all feel like when you went to school that you just kind of were there, or did you broaden your horizons?
And it depends. When I went to public school, it was just like, you're just a number. But then when I switched to private school, it was a totally different experience. So,
yeah.
Like my high school, they had an interdisciplinary, is what they called it, way of teaching.
Right, that's
so,
what this is.
Yeah, so if you were reading, I remember reading certain, if you know, if you're studying European history and you're reading whatever book it was, then we would also listen to the music that was put out at the same time. We would also look at the paintings and the art movements that were happening at the same time. So it gave you a real global picture of this is what was going on culturally. It wasn't just an isolated, here's a book from Dickens, you know, it was a lot more than that.
Yeah. Television news. Dog Dwayne Chapman in the hospital today undergoing tests.
This poor guy, my gosh.
I know.
He had chest pains, got
heart broken
emergency. Heart.
Yeah.
Apparently he does. The TV show has been revived on the WGN. You can see it. I think
it must be reruns.
I think it is.
He's doing a new season, actually. They chronicled
the show, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, dedicated it to his wife.
Yeah,
because he was on, I listened to Armchair Expert, which is Dax Shepard's podcast, and he was on there the other day. And, yeah, he said the new episode just aired like a few weeks ago, I think, the season premiere. He's a really interesting guy.
He's a cool guy. I've always thought there was something really neat about him. And their relationship was always just, I don't know, I used to watch it, like, never watched Dog the Bounty Hunter as, like, something I had to see every single week. But I used to watch it when it was on, and I don't know, I've just always been intrigued by him. I think you're right, Carrie. He's, like, soft-spoken, but he's kind of got this tough side, and he really wants to catch these people to help him. I don't know. He's just a cool, he seems like an interesting, cool person.
Yeah. Christy Brinkley is out at Dancing with the Stars.
Set up.
All right, tell us what you mean by that.
Well,
why?
Her daughters replaced her, and I think that was her plan all along, to probably give
her
daughter.
Well, that's what Wendy Williams said, but she had surgery. Christy Brinkley made a statement like, here are my medical bills or something like that.
I don't know.
They said
yesterday
she shattered her arm and her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems
I made rent. I didn't want. I said something about my.
I would
grandson.
Not go through arm surgery.
Yeah, for that.
Just for that. Yeah.
Jennifer, just in case you didn't hear, Miles fell off of a big. Toy something or other over in Spain over the weekend. And did you see the picture of him with his arm in a he's got a cast in a sling.
Oh, poor baby.
He looks like the saddest little thing. Netflix pays $500 million for Seinfeld. Can you believe how long is this thing?
They need it.
180 episodes. Can you imagine that? Does he split that with all the rest of the people that were on the show? He must.
If they were all producers, then yeah. I think it was just Larry David and Seinfeld, though, that got the creators.
They get some residuals, I think, for acting on the show. They would
get
some.
So.
Probably, yeah.
Jason Alexander and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And what was the guy, Kramer, what was his name, the actor? Anybody remember?
Oh, what the heck?
Anyway. All right, Jennifer, tonight on TV, what do we have?
All right, well, tonight on TV, we've got one new season premiere. We've got Bering Sea Gold. That's on Discovery. That's brand new tonight at 9 o'clock, and that is in front of an episode of Undercover Billionaire. That's also new tonight on Discovery, The Real Housewives of Orange County. That's new tonight. Pandora, new tonight on the CW. We've got another dancing night as well on ABC. WWE SmackDown is also new, and that's on USA. That starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, thank you. Sure. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Check out technology news. It's Tech Talk time. 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and I go through, well, I actually listen, although I am going to contribute somewhat. I've been hacked by somebody who got a hold of the credit card I use to pay for Prime, Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So I, at the moment, have 64 charges on my credit card of $1.99 over the past 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bot that's hitting your card. Yeah.
What is a bot?
It means it's not a real person. It's a bot. It's a robot. It's a bot. It's a fake thing. So it's a computer.
Where does the money go?
I don't know. They're charging. Where are they charging your card to? What's the $1.99 charge for?
For a movie rental. It's the same movie over and over and over and over again. I've never rented a movie from Amazon Prime in my life.
Yeah, so you should definitely make sure.
See, I'm going to the bank already. I sent a note over to the bank.
Did you cancel the card or freeze it?
Yeah, I'm going to have her.
Yeah, because most likely that actually probably has nothing to do with Amazon. That is because you've probably used that card on different online sites, and that's where someone has hacked it in from a different site. It's very rare that people get hacked through Amazon. They've got a lot of security. So someone found that card somewhere else that you used.
There was a number on the thing, and I called it, and I wasn't satisfied that it was actually Amazon I was talking to, even.
You probably were not.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all dummy stuff.
Yeah. All right, meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports another Amazon story.
Yeah, Amazon, according to this new investigation that the Wall Street Journal did, Amazon began making changes to its search results last year to prioritize profitability over relevance. What a shock. Those changes were reportedly spurred on by demands from Amazon's retail divisions and private label team, and they are said to have, the effect basically was that they were boosting Amazon's own products in the search results. So they say most people don't go past the first page of search results when you search for an item on Amazon. And so knowing that, they just bumped all the Amazon products up to the top of the page. And so that's essentially what the journal is accusing them of. Now, Amazon denies this and says that that they have not changed the criteria that they use to rank search results to include profitability. However, they also said, and they've also said that they have tweaked their algorithm. Everything's an algorithm. So they've tweaked their algorithm, but they're claiming that it's not because they're pushing their own products to the top. Here's the best advice. If you, whenever you go on Amazon, you're always going to see ads for their Kindle and Echo and all the products that they make. But their products have really not done, they haven't taken off. And they have dozens of those products that are Amazon made, but they really have not been able to break into the marketplace, which is why you're going to see them more towards the top. Just make sure if you're looking for an item that you keep scrolling down, and just keep in mind that the actual best stuff in terms of the best reviewed items are probably on the second page of the search results. So just moving forward, a lot of people tend to just say, oh, I'll look at the first three items that pop up. Don't do that. Give it an extra 2 minutes and go to the second page, and that's where you'll most likely find the highest rated items.
Good. That sounds like good advice. The next story has to do with eBay and Craigslist. They're selling more of these vape things. Man, this is what a headache this is.
Yep, and a group of senators is expected to demand that eBay, Alibaba, and Craigslist explain how they plan to counter the illegal sale of vaping products that are on all three platforms. Back in June, it was reported that that e-commerce platforms like eBay were littered with e-cigarettes, no pun intended on that, but were littered with e-cigarette listings. Some of those listings appeared to be authentic. They were brand-name products like Juul, that's the biggest name that everyone knows, and the others were counterfeit. And so they violated eBay's policies. eBay said that they were trying to get rid of the listings, but they were still all there. And so now this group of senators is saying that in allowing these products to secure a foothold on your marketplace, you are not only supporting these companies in their endeavor to increase youth demand and access, but also insisting profiteering counterfeiters seeking to cause teens further harm. And so they said, regardless of all these products, real or counterfeit, they're all dangerous and they shouldn't be available on eBay, Craigslist, or anywhere on Alibaba. And so eBay has been in trouble before with selling some Juul products back in April of 2018. And so even after the FDA went after them, they still said that these vape products were everywhere. So now all these companies have until October 1st to respond to the senators. It's a long commission. Elizabeth Warren's on there, Ed Markey, Bob Menendez. It's a big group.
Okay, that's there's our report. And make sure you check out your Prime account just to make sure you don't get charged like I have been. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.